Good morning. A warm and muggy start to the day across interior New York and New England, and areas of fog as well, especially where we saw some heavy rainfall with thunderstorms late yesterday and last night. Eventually, the fog will dissipate with the rising sun and reveal partly sunny skies for the balance of the morning and a mix of sun and clouds into the afternoon. This will allow temperatures to reach into the lower to mid-80s by lunchtime and eventually even up toward the 90-degree mark by late in the day. This, combined with dew points near the 70-degree mark, will push the heat index into the middle and even some upper 90s by mid to late afternoon, and heat advisories have been issued for valley locations across a large part of interior New York and New England. Also in the afternoon, energy pivoting through southern Ontario and swinging into Quebec will push a weak cold front into the region. This front will act on some of the available instability, creating pop-up showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, which will last into the evening hours. The front will pass by, and the activity will quiet down late tonight. And once again, it'll be warm and muggy, with areas of fog developing as lows drop into the upper 60s to around 70. Behind this front, slightly lower humidity on Tuesday, temperatures not as hot, but still in the middle to upper 80s, and we still run the risk of a couple of showers and thunderstorms. At this point, we'll turn our attention to a more potent disturbance, which will pivot out of central Canada through the Great Lakes and eventually into our region on Wednesday. Out ahead of this front, temperatures will bounce back into the lower to mid-80s with increasing humidity for afternoon highs on Wednesday afternoon. Then, as the front acts on that instability, we'll see widespread showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening. Behind this front, we'll have a complete change in the air mass across the region with much lower humidity and a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday, leaving it into the mid and upper 70s for highs, and back to mostly sunny skies for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, refreshingly cooler Friday afternoon in the mid 70s, upper 70s Saturday, and in the lower 80s on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a cold front will approach the north-central United States and bring another round of possibly severe storms to parts of the Dakotas and Minnesota. This front will stall out in the Central Plains and mid-Mississippi Valley tomorrow and produce more severe weather. On Tuesday, the best chance of strong to severe storms will be from the nation's capital, back through the Ohio Valley, into the Midwest and Corn Belt, then back into the Central High Plains. Meanwhile, a weakening front will remain over the southeast, which will lead to the potential for heavy rain over parts of northern Florida, which has already received an overabundance of rain in recent days. Slight risks of excessive rain and flash flooding are in place for portions of the Florida panhandle. And above average temperatures are forecast to be widespread for much of the country, with potential for record daily highs to be set from here in the northeast out into the southern high plains today. Highs are forecast to reach the triple digits across West Texas, with widespread 90s across the Northeast. Excessive heat warnings and watches are in place for the Southwest as well. Meanwhile, below average temperatures are expected in the Northern Plains behind that cold front. At Mount Washington this morning, partly cloudy skies and 57 degrees with a west wind at 16 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 33 degrees. In Albany this morning, mostly cloudy and fog, 71 degrees, the dew point 70, 97% relative humidity, south wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.04 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and humid, lower 90s, Boston becoming mostly sunny in the lower 90s, and in Buffalo partly sunny and breezy, a few showers and storms in the upper 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 87 degrees, the low, 67, the average temperature, 77, that's 7 degrees above normal. Another 38 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday for the month, 3.10 inches, and 28.96 inches for the year, which is 3.13 inches of precipitation above average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 80 degrees, the average low, 60. the record high 92 set in 1899 and in 1884, and the record low 43 in 1977 and in 1968. Sunrise this morning was at 6:06 a.m., sunset this evening 7:51 p.m., 13 hours and 45 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, hazy, hot, and humid today with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. Partly cloudy with locally dense fog and the risk of a shower or storm tonight in the lower 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms today, highs in the upper 80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, for the Litchfield Hills, also for the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Hazy, hot, and humid today with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs in the upper 80s to around 90. Partly cloudy with locally dense fog and the risk of a shower or storm tonight, lows near 70. Region-wide for tomorrow, we'll look for a mix of sun and clouds, still the risk of a shower or storm, mid to upper 80s. Showers and thunderstorms likely on Wednesday in the mid to upper 80s. A mix of sun and clouds in the upper 70s Thursday, and mostly sunny Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, starting in the mid-70s on Friday, upper 70s Saturday, and lower 80s on Sunday afternoon. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.